How you doing, my friend? This is Alex Pardo, and we're back with episode 325 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, guys? I am pumped. If you are listening to this episode on the day it's released, Thursday, July 11th, my family and I are hopping on a flight. We are finally headed to the Dominican Republic for the holiday mastermind that Eric Stark and I host to benefit charity. And I'm just so blessed and grateful. I've been really looking forward to the opportunity to host and lead 12 high caliber, successful, like-minded entrepreneurs, and more importantly, just awesome people that are bringing their entire families to the Dominican Republic. We are staying at a 5-star all-inclusive resort, and just really, really looking forward to not just the masterminding that's going to go on, but just deepening relationships and strengthening bonds and creating new relationships with some people as well, and just connecting and just going deep with the right people and getting to know them and their family on a personal level. This is something that Eric Stark and I have been doing now. This is our third holiday mastermind. Last year was in the Bahamas in Bimini. If you guys didn't see the video trailer from that, just go to holidaymastermind.com. And if you have any interest in upcoming ones, you can go ahead and put your information in there. We'll contact you. And again, more importantly, the idea behind this is not just to mastermind and create these bonds and friendships, et cetera, but also to donate 100% of the net proceeds to charity. And this year we are, we've gotten behind the Len Foundation. If you haven't listened to that podcast episode and you want the ability and it's in your heart to donate any amount of money, whether it's $1 or $100 or whatever, go to flipempire.com/bonus. I believe, or just go to flipempire.com and in the search bar, type in Len, L-E-N-N. Amazing non-for-profit organization that really helps kids and their families that have cerebral palsy. You know, it's something that I could never put myself in the shoes of a parent or a child going through that. And so check out that episode, guys. It's something that I think will really tug at your heartstrings and connect. And then the other half of the proceeds are going to Operation Underground Railroad, which is an organization that fights human trafficking, which is a huge, huge problem in not just in this country, guys, in the world. It's something that Tony Robbins, the Russell Brunsons of the world have really gotten behind. And so just really excited, have an opportunity to impact in some way, you know, financially and at the same time do something I love doing, which is leading a group of people and just growing. Personal development. So remind me also, well, not remind me, you're listening to this, so never mind that. That's stupid of me to say. But at the end of this podcast, I want to share something with you that I'm so excited about. And we may have an opportunity to work closer together in that type of setting. So, but really, why you're here to listen to this episode is so that I can hopefully give you something that can help you in your business. And that's what I love doing. So I want to share with you something that happened 2-3 weeks ago. So one of our team members got injured at the gym and was sent to the hospital. Fortunately, she's recovering and she's fine. But she leads our acquisitions trainings and calls on Thursday mornings, where our entire acquisitions team, our lead managers, acquisition managers, myself, sometimes I hop in there and she leads that call. And that call consists of her choosing some calls that we can listen to, some inbound calls, how they were processed, some outbound calls, you know, did we follow the script? How did we do in building rapport with the seller? What could have been done better? It's really a coaching session. It's an opportunity for us to listen to our calls and get better, get sharper. We're constantly doing sales training. We're constantly looking to see how we can connect with sellers at a deeper level. You know, did we go deeper? Did we go surface level? Sometimes we listen to calls of our acquisition manager who does an amazing job when he's with sellers face to face. And there's also an opportunity on those calls for just Q&A and opportunities. What can we do better? How can we be more efficient, et cetera? Well, because she got hurt the night before and she wasn't able to you know, to lead the call like she normally does, my first inclination was to just jump in, which is what I would normally do. However, you know, our acquisition manager, who just does an awesome job, he has displayed a level of leadership that I've been extremely proud to witness. You know, and when you have leaders in your organization, or when you can help create leaders or empower leaders, that's, I think, the sign of a true strong company and organization that has a backbone and a foundation that can live on without you. And that's really the idea of business, right? It's so that it serves you and your clients and your customers, not so that you serve it. And the reason I want to share this story with you is, the night before when that happened, I was going to jump in and I said, you want to know what? Have him lead it. You know, again, number one, I don't want to necessarily have to be the one leading it and it having to fall back on me, even though I probably, in all honesty, I just would have stayed the course and I would have chosen some calls to listen to and it would have become a coaching session, right? A sales training. And I'm so glad I didn't do that because I feel like I empowered him and I said, hey man, why don't you lead it? And he was all about it. And when we jumped on there, it was to date, it was probably the best sales training we've ever had. And it wasn't even really a sales training per se. It was more of a personal development training because he went on there and he, for the first 10, 15 minutes, he just was super passionate about where he's at from a mindset perspective. He talked a lot about mindset, attitude, his morning routine, things that he is doing to set himself up for success. And it was so infectious to hear his passion, his energy, that we were on Zoom and I could see our team being so engaged. And so they just rallied behind him. And, you know, he was not just leading by delivering the content and by presenting on just his thoughts and what he was doing, but also by encouraging engagement and asking, hey, what do you think? Any takeaways? Is anything resonating with you? What are you doing that, you know, you feel is helping you? Putting you in a position to succeed, or what do you feel you're doing that's not empowering you or serving you? And it became this, I wish I would have had it recorded because I would love to just have played it for you and given you kind of a fly on the wall behind the scenes look. It was such an awesome display of leadership. And you know, I won't walk you through. He played a few inspirational videos, you know, for our team, and we got into a deep discussion. And what's cool is that one of our team members didn't necessarily even agree with the video that we saw, but it was awesome to see how he was very open to the fact that we're not always going to agree, and it's cool to hear different perspectives and have. You know, just be open-minded to a different possibility. We got into a really healthy dialogue as an acquisitions team. And I think the takeaway for me, having just been somebody that wasn't leading really, but was letting somebody else lead, is that I question myself as a leader and I say, you know, I need to empower my team more. So I by no means do I micromanage, and for the most part, I let them do their thing, right? As long as, you know, they're living our core values and they're hitting our KPIs and they're doing it with the right heart, which has been 100% of the time. They've lived our core values and done it with the right intentions. We don't always hit our KPIs, don't get me wrong, but I just felt like I could do a better job as a leader of empowering people on the team to run meetings and to do things and to just loosen the reins more. And it was a learning lesson to a certain degree that, you know, I just need to let go even more. And, you know, sometimes as entrepreneurs, as visionaries, as type A personalities, you want to jump in. And oftentimes what happens is when you jump in to try to fix something, you make it worse or you screw it up. And I've been guilty of that in the past. I think to a certain degree, maybe we can all relate to that on some level. And it was just a shining example that I need to empower, because I'm confident that I have put the right people in the right seats on our team. I just need to let go even more, let them do their thing, let them shine, give them credit and praise, especially when it's deserved. And if things don't work out, understand that it's on you, right? So you're the person that put them in that position. They didn't fail, you failed them. And when you look in the mirror and you accept responsibility, that's something that we talked about on the last episode with Cody Hoffine, episode 324. Make sure you listen to that one. We talked about accepting responsibility, looking in the mirror, And anyway, I just, hopefully this is landing home with you, and you, if you have a team or if you're in the process of building a team, or even if it's just you and one other person, empower them. If you feel they're the right person in the right seat, empower them. Give them more opportunities to shine and to lead. When you can start creating an organization and you have a culture where there's leaders amongst the team, that's one of the signs of just a true, true strong business that with a healthy DNA, a strong backbone, and a solid foundation. So guys, that's what I have. That's what I wanted to share with you today on this Flip Empire podcast episode. I want to transition now and just share with you something that may or may not be of any interest to you, but it's something I'm extremely excited and passionate about. I think I mentioned on a previous episode, I have not been this excited about doing something since I launched the Flip Empire Show over 3 years ago, but it's been my calling. I feel like with all the work I've done to continue to build on what I'm doing with Holiday Mastermind, but in a different way. So I've created a hybrid between a coaching and a mastermind program where I'm going to be myself and somebody who I'm going to be revealing here on an upcoming episode pretty soon. We are co-coaching and co-leading a group of, we're looking for just successful, like-minded entrepreneurs. I don't even want to say real estate investors, because we are open to some people that are in some different spaces. I think there's a lot of power to get the perspective and feedback in a mastermind setting, in a group coaching setting of people that are in a different space. Sometimes as investors, we're blinded. We put on the blinders and, you know, we stay within our space and our lane. And I think we're missing the boat by not learning from entrepreneurs in other spaces. But anyways, it's a hybrid program, guys, where there's going to be an element of one-on-one coaching. There's a group accountability and mastermind that happens on a monthly basis. And then getting together in a mastermind retreat here in South Florida 3 times a year. So, you know, those are just some of the features. That's not where the value is, right? If you have any interest in that, for right now, there's no fancy sales page or video or anything like that. Not yet. Just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and let me know that you are interested. In the subject line, just put interested. And, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself. Provide your contact information. Let me know why you feel you'd be a good fit. And we'll connect. And if it makes sense, great. If not, you know, I just encourage you to continue to plug into the podcast, subscribe. I got some awesome content planned in line for you. So anyway, just wanted to share that with you. I can't help if you're, you know, if you're seeing me here on video, I'm just smiling ear to ear, because this is a way, like if you get value from this podcast, you have no idea what is coming in this group. I don't even want to say group coaching, because there's a one-on-one element as well. But in this mastermind setting, it's just going to be awesome. I'm so excited. So thank you guys. And I will connect with you on the next podcast episode. Take care, my friend.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.